Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev. You know, honey, we're almost at the halfway point of 2019.
Unbelievable.
I know it is. But that's plenty of time to direct or redirect your focus to the destiny that you desire, and perhaps more importantly, to the destiny God has planned for us. Psalm 73:24, New Living Translation. You guide me with your counsel, leading me to a glorious destiny. God gives us wisdom, direction, and the understanding necessary to manifest his destiny for our lives.
Hallelujah.
Here are seven directions to fulfilling your divine destiny. Number one, make a written declaration of your determination to change. If you feel changes are in order to achieve your destiny, they don't start with your spouse, pastor, employer, supervisor, best friend, or anyone else. The changes you need start with you. Change, real change, lasting change, must start in you, then it will begin to flow through you. Ephesians 4:23, the Living Bible. Now your attitudes and thoughts must all be constantly changing for the better. So make a written declaration, or at least one similar to the one I'm about to share, and then confess it until it becomes a reality. Try something like this. I, Harold Herring, on this 21st day of June 2019, do solemnly and boldly proclaim my decision to turn my life around, to think and live differently than I have in the past. Today, I'm asking God to show me the changes I need to make and to allow me to see the future and its possibilities as I've never seen them before. I do hereby commit my signature as evidence to God and others that I'm changing now.
Mm-hmm.
That's a real declaration.
It is.
We encourage you to write the time and date and then sign your name as your visible commitment to change. And let me say this, it doesn't have to be exactly what we read. Make it to where it feels good to you and the Holy Ghost.
And that leads us to number two. If you want to have a change in your life, these seven directions to the destiny you desire, you need to create a daily confession for a breakthrough in the area of your greatest need. Our confession should be about who we want to become and about the habits we need to create or perhaps change. In Romans 4:17, Classic Amplified Bible, it says, as it is written, I have made you the father of many nations. He was appointed our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and speaks of the non-existent things that he has foretold and promised as if they already existed. If God has a destiny for you to fulfill, then that is a promise that already exists. It's up to us to walk it out.
Hallelujah.
And there is a mental commitment and a spiritual dynamic that takes place when we begin to speak of those things that are not as though they were. So at a minimum, we need to create a confession each evening about the kind of day you want to have tomorrow. Hallelujah.
Number three, do one good thing for somebody else every day. Well, I started to tell you how many years ago, but it's been a good while.
More than you want to remember.
More than I want to remember. I traveled speaking to various civic organizations, and I was known, among other things, for reciting the following poem. There's a destiny among us that makes us brothers. None goes his way alone. All that you pass into the lives of others will surely come back into your own.
That makes you think about what you're passing in other people's lives.
That's exactly right. People who pursue their destiny, I believe, understand and practice one scripture perhaps more than any other. Ephesians 6:8.
The one who's come to define your life, right?
That's exactly right, baby. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he's bond or free. The contemporary English version of Ephesians 6:8 says, you know that you'll be rewarded for any good things you do. When we realize that putting others before ourselves always brings great rewards, then we're headed to the destiny we desire. We recommend you keep a journal of who you've blessed and or encouraged, who it was, what you did, their reaction, as well as yours. Romans 12:8, New Living Translation. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. Truthfully, every believer has the gift of encouragement. According to the scripture, every believer should be an encourager.
Amen.
A kindly word spoken in season will make the day in life sweeter for every person you meet.
And you just don't know how much sometimes until it's already done.
That's true.
That leads us to number 4, keep a journal of your giving. Do you keep a journal? Do you ever write a journal? Now, I write in my journal every day. And do you journal God's blessings in your life? Do you regularly write about the things God is showing you in the Word? Do you keep written records of Spirit-led seeds that you might have sown? If not, you might want to start. Because the Word of God says in Numbers 33:1-2, 33:1-2 in the New Living Translation, this is the route the Israelites followed as they marched out of Egypt under the leadership of Moses and Aaron. At the Lord's direction, Moses kept a written record of their progress. These are the stages of their march identified by the different places where they stopped along the way. And you know what? We read about those today in the Bible.
Yes, we do.
God wants each of us, I think he encourages each of us to keep a written record because his blessings are ever increasing and never ending. And they could be a great encouragement to other people.
Hallelujah.
Job 5:9 says, he does great things too marvelous to understand. He performs countless miracles.
Glory.
And they should be compiled into journals, written word. When we record our breakthroughs and our victories and our miracles, then we give God the glory and the honor he deserves. In Psalm 118:21, it says, I thank you for answering my prayer and giving me victory. You can compile your list on, well, in any way you want. And sometimes if you think, well, I don't know if I can remember everything, a lot of times I pull out my phone, go to my little, note, and I just talk it right in there so I don't forget that God just really blessed me. So it's important to have that access to your giving and your blessing journal.
Amen. Number 5, what one thing can you do to better qualify yourself for a job, a promotion, an increase in sales, or retirement income? It would be goofy for you to go to your boss and say, if you give me a raise, you'll get a better job performance from me.
We've actually had that happen.
We have had it.
And unbelievable.
He left the same way he came. Fired with
enthusiasm.
You want a promotion, a raise in pay, or a better job? Go to work early. Stay later. 40 hours is for people who just want to get by. If you want to get ahead, turn off the television, prepare your mind. Read books, listen to CDs, and prepare yourself mentally for the promotion awaiting you. Everyone in the world has the same amount of time. It's how we choose to use it that separates the men from the boys, the women from the girls. Would your career and income possibilities be different if you would invest that time and say, you're mine? If you give learning the time it deserves, you'll get the promotion.
Wow. 6, for at least an hour every day, read a book that motivates you toward your destiny and even greater accomplishments in your daily life. Make it a specific time every day, something you can look forward to. If you purpose in your heart to read at least an hour every day, you'll be able to read probably a book in a week. And of course, I'm not talking about the books the size of War and Peace, but or, you know, Dr. Zhivago, but the size of an average book sold today. And they make it easy to deal with any, you know, who may doubt what I've just said. Let's say it takes you 2 weeks to at an hour a day to read a book. But by following such a schedule, you will actually read 26 books in a year. And how many books did you read last year? Whoops. You know, according to the Associated Press, over 27% of Americans did not even read one single book last year. Half the people surveyed read perhaps 4 books or less that year. The survey also revealed that over 25% of those surveyed had read maybe 15 books or more. The point is, you're giving yourself such an advantage when you just take the time to read. When you read a book every 2 weeks or say 26 every year, that number will put you in the upper 75% of all people in the United States of America. So if you're currently unemployed, then truthfully, you could spend even more time reading, learning, preparing. It's like sowing seed, really, honey, for a richer future.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Number 7, seek God early every day. We talked about this the first 2 weeks of this year when we taught the book Two Chairs.
That's right.
Proverbs 8:17. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Hallelujah. What's the first thing you do in the morning? It's clear God wants to be first, that he wants us to seek him early. To be honest, sometimes in the past, that's been a little difficult for me. I have a natural tendency to want to be about the business of the day, working my to-do list for today. I like planning my work and working my plan, but that should never interfere with time with the Lord. God is not hiding from us. He's not playing a spiritual hide-and-go-seek game.
Yep, we just talked about that.
If we seek him, we'll find him.
There you go.
Seeking God is simple, but it's not something we can do half-heartedly. You know, again, we recommend the book Two Chairs.
Yes.
And the first thing you do every morning is sit in a chair and
talk to God
about the things that you need answers on, direction on, and he'll answer. Jeremiah 29:12-14.
That's a great scripture.
Yes, it is. 29:12-14, the Classic Amplified Bible. Then you will call upon me, and you will come to and pray to me, and I will hear and heed you. Then you will seek me, inquire for, and require me as a vital necessity, and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will release you from captivity.
Who's in captivity? Many, many, everybody to something.
That's exactly
right. And we need to
Here's the bottom line.
Scripture to heart.
When we seek him, when we commune with him, talk to him, he'll release us from that which the enemy's used to keep us bound.
That's right.
Now, we're excited about what God is going to do in and through your lives during the remainder of 2019.
Hallelujah.
Which is coming up in, about 10 days.
Yikes.
Think about it. You know, if you know where you want to be, where you feel like God wants you to be, then he gives you the directions to that destiny.
Keep pushing.
No matter where you are.
Forward.
Yeah, your destiny's in front of you. If you've enjoyed the teaching, go to haroldherring.com up at the top where it says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.